scared of you. They scared of what you represent to them. Amen. All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut. What you represent to them is freedom.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about, all right. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things.
Fuck it. We're back.
Fucking back, dude. Fucking back. Fucking back.
2018. I'm sure everybody was worried, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All three people that listened to the show were right. Worried to death that we weren't coming back. It was kind of nice to take a little break, but I miss doing the show.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it was good to take a little time off and kind of regroup, but I definitely miss doing it. So glad to be back.
Me too.
Back on episode 38.
Yes. Yes.
We got a music episode coming up here pretty quick.
We do. Yeah. And I don't know what the fuck we can come up with that, but
we can't come up with music shit to talk about.
Well, I've already fucking talked about the grinding fucking bitch at the fucking cult show. Can't get any better than that.
Well, it doesn't have to top that, but I mean, it could parallel it, right?
Oh fuck.
Yeah, it'll be fun like always, right?
Yeah.
So, did you do anything fun or interesting while we were
I've been going back and forth from California to Utah, so I was spending time with my girlfriend, so a lot of time and spent about a week in California and then drove out
just
to California.
Just about long enough to be ready to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, pretty much. Wasn't too bad. We spent a lot of time indoors because we hadn't seen each other for a while.
Fucking conjugal visits.
But pretty much. You can call them that, yeah. But nice. Then I drove out there. Then she drove back with me with the kids. And we spent some time out here and got away from the California scene for a little bit. And cool. right back in the Utahism.
Utahisms.
Yeah.
It's not so bad, right?
No, it wasn't. It's, I love California, but just, like I said, dude, it's just overpopulated and I just can't take it anymore, dude. Cannot fucking take it.
Too much bullshit on top of bullshit.
Here, all I got to do is worry about fucking white people with their mouths open looking at me like, weird because I speak perfectly good English, they're like, oh, what the hell, why is he not at the Chinese food store making me dinner?
Because you're the brown guy who can speak English.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it good times, a lot of road time because we drove over 25 hours worth of driving total.
Sounds like my Thanksgiving.
Exactly, right? To Texas,
it was about
right?
Fucking 35 hours. Well, no, for going to Colorado. Yeah, Colorado to Texas is about 35 hours of driving.
Yeah.
Fucking 4 days over a 5-day weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we didn't really do shit. I mean, Christmas weekend, whatever. I mean, I was off of work for four days. And then New Year's, I was off, 3 days or whatever.
Right.
But fuck, man. I had a whole list of shit.
Yeah, of course. We always do.
This is all the stuff I want to do.
Hell yeah.
I'm off of work. And
fucking none of it got
literally,
done. You got more shit to do now than you did before.
Yeah, exactly. But I literally didn't do anything until the last day. It was New Year's Day. It was my last day off. And I fucking replaced our toilet.
My last day
off. That's it. That's all I did.
Yeah.
It's like, damn it. And I felt guilty. I was like, I have all this shit I want to do.
Right.
And I'm not doing any of it. We literally just did nothing.
Well, Christmas Eve, we went up to Wyoming. You saw all the pictures on fucking Instagram.
Yeah. All the beer pictures.
Fuck, dude. Oh, I got hammered, bro. I was drinking some beers like they were going out of style, dude. My brother's like, hey, you want to go? Nice. You want to go up to Wyoming and get some real beer? Because it was Sunday, so the liquor stores weren't open here in Utah. I'm all,
right. Yeah.
Oh no! Come on, really? You want to go? So it's like an hour and 15, hour and 20 out. So I was like, yeah, let's go. Let's go do this. Do, right? Yeah.
It's Christmas Eve.
I think we must have picked up about almost 2 cases of beer, dude. All craft beer, 6-pack beer, and
like fucking one can at a time.
Well, they were true 6-packs, but you know, oh, we got there. Like what, almost 8 6-packs, 7 6-packs. Wow. And not one, you know, under a 5% fucking alcohol, you know. It's like, so I think the highest alcohol content I got was like 14% or something like that on one beer. I bought one individual beer.
Holy, and
it was
shit.
Yeah, it was a 14%.
That's
yeah.
a pretty high for a beer.
Yeah. I was like, but I had been telling, because we saw Silver King, my buddy Silver, in California for New Year's. And I had been promising him, dude, I'm bringing you this beer. You've got to try it. It's the best shit ever, dude. The Elefina from Red Rock. And, dude, yeah. I gave him a 6-pack of just individual beers, not of one. And I told his wife, I'm all, make sure when he drinks this 6-pack, you're around, because he's not going to be able to fucking function. He is, he's going to be fucking wasted. So I don't know if he's torn into it yet or if he's going to just do one at a time or what, but I'm hoping he does them all at once and fucking just gets ham boned. So
nice.
Yeah.
The problem with that is by the third one, you don't remember the fourth, fifth, or
oh,
sixth.
Oh no, hell no. Dude.
And if they're good, you know, if they're good craft beers, like you want to enjoy them, right?
I think I posted like 4, and then after the fourth one, dude, I was just fucked, dude. Just,
yeah.
Twisted. It was almost
I figured it kept going after that.
It was almost a blackout city on beer, dude. And I don't normally do that. That's normally liquor, but it was very fucking close, dude. Really close.
Speaking of beer.
Yeah, I don't have any right now, dude. It's actually snowing right now, dude. Don't want to go outside.
Ooh, that's not good.
What is it?
This is St. Arnold's Christmas Ale.
Ooh.
It's Ye Olde Christmas Ale. It's rich and cheerful.
Yeah.
I haven't had this one. I bought this obviously around Christmas time and I just never got to it.
I've got a chocolate stout in the fridge right now.
It's a 7.5. I thought you didn't like stout.
Well, I bought it for my girl because when I went up there, she's all, buy me something. So when I get there, you know, I have something to drink. And I was like, all right. So I got her a chocolate stout and that one's like 11%, dude. And I was like, oh my God. She didn't drink it.
Yeah,
so
this is
I might get into it.
This is a 7.5. So we'll see. We'll see how she does. Oh Jesus, that's dangerous.
Yeah. Yes.
It's super good.
Danger.
With a decent high alcohol content. Danger. I could drink a shit ton of these. Oh boy.
So do you have
good thing those aren't available anymore?
Do you do your fucking New Year's resolution? Do you have one? Do you ever do it? Do you ever do it? No?
Nah. Okay. I mean, it's the same as everybody else's, right? I'm going to eat better. I'm going to take care of myself. Yeah. I'm going to do all that shit that's on my list that I didn't do over the fucking 2 weeks I needed to do it.
I only do that just to make myself feel better. Because I know I'm going to continue smoking. I know I'm going to continue drinking. I know I'm going to continue eating. But I do have one that's like on my list. And I'm joining a band this year.
Doable, right?
Yeah. But, well, it's join a band and get my set list ready. I want to have a you know, 15-song set list that I can jam out to with, you know, some other dudes and just fucking hit it hard.
So join a band or start a band?
I would like to start a band, but I'm going to be it's going to be a cover band. Going to just be an all blues set, but I don't want to it's going to be easier for me to do a cover band than it is to sit down and try to mastermind. Mastermind everything. Because that just takes way too long. I mean, I'd love doing it. I just don't have that time anymore, you know? So I'm thinking doing other people's shit's way better. And, you know, it's fun, you know? Get to jam out. My cock out.
Rock out with your cock out.
Yep.
Gotta love that.
Yeah.
Oh. So inside the cap of the St. Arnold's Christmas Ale is a little tidbit of information. It says wine is for sissies. There you go.
Yeah, I don't, now, I don't know, bro.
An argument could be made.
Yeah. That
straight up, the alcohol content in a wine is much higher than a beer.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure that statement's totally true.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
Fuck it, I'm rolling with it.
Yeah, so when we were in Wyoming, this was the first time I saw mead at a liquor store. I sent you that picture, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I guess there were a local brewer there, so I was like,
that's kind of a little crafty thing that's popping up here and there.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people are quite so aware of it, but I think it's kind of heading the direction like the cider thing has over the last few years.
Right,
where you're going to start to see more and more of it. So I've seen a few kind of meaderies and stuff pop up at some of the local, you know, tap houses and whatever around here that carry some stuff, and they'll have, you know, 30 different kinds of beers and then like one mead.
Right.
Like it's the special of the month.
Yeah.
And he's like,
yeah.
Everybody's like, ooh, what is that?
What's that? That's cracking
a
bottle.
Have you tapped into any of the stuff that you've made yet?
No, I'm still letting it age,
dude. Still going? Yeah.
One of them cleared up really nice, bro. And the other one, the orange banana one, the orange Julius one, it's a little cloudy, and I don't know why. I think it's because of the baby food that's in it.
Sometimes you're like that. You could rack it again.
Well, I could. I mean, I filtered it with a high micron filter, and I mean, there's nothing chunky in it, dude.
Sometimes they're cloudy. Yeah, who cares?
Exactly, dude. And my buddy was just asking, hey, dude, when are we going to bust into that shit? Because he's cooked a lot of shit in his life. he makes whiskey, he makes rum, he makes wine. He does it all, dude. He's got a small little distiller, and, you know, he likes to play around with, you know, syrups and fucking and charcoal and woods and all kinds of bullshit.
Right, yeah.
So we're going to break into that, bro. And I was like, nah, bro, not yet.
Has he ever filtered his moonshine over crystals?
No. He probably has, though. He is a witch.
Apparently it's a thing.
Really?
So you know the Crystal Skull vodka?
Uh-huh.
The bottle looks like a glass skull.
Right.
So that's sort of the deal with that stuff, is it's filtered over crystals. Or diamonds or fucking some shit. Like, I think it's crystals. That's why they call it Crystal Skull.
Whatever.
It's filtered over diamonds or crystals. Yeah. I don't know if it fucking makes a difference.
Yeah,
I mean,
when
it's fucking vodka.
Yeah. Right?
After the third shot, you don't care.
Exactly. Never do. After the first one, I don't ever care.
Yeah, right. I didn't care to begin with. Anyway. So you and I kind of talked a little bit, you know, over our break.
Uh-huh.
And I think we've got some different shit coming for the podcast, right?
Right.
We're definitely going to keep doing this thing.
Right.
And for the most part, it's going to remain the same. But I think we've both talked about and agreed that we're going to do maybe a few more shows where we, you know, kind of branch out into maybe researching a topic a little bit more, looking at things to talk about. You know, I don't think the plan, at least not for me, is to completely change the format of what we do. I have a blast talking about the shit we do. So I think maybe a few more things will start to come out that we have researched.
Right.
But the conversation will still feel the same. Basically just talk about our feelings about the research we did.
Right.
It's not going to be like so on January 17th,
right,
you know, so-and-so went over here and talked to so-and-so, and then they went over there and talked, like, fuck that. That's boring.
Yeah, exactly.
This is still going to be our stupid opinion.
Yeah.
That's not going to change.
It's always going to be stupid if it's coming from me, dude. What a dumbass.
Right? Dumbass. What the fuck is he thinking? That guy's crazy. So this episode is going to be one of our first kind of, I guess we call it, research episodes. But recently, I've been seeing, I think a lot of people have been seeing Jim Carrey, the actor,
right,
in the news, right? Just coming off, and, you know, and then the news kind of spinning him up as just this fucking dude who's lost his shit,
yeah,
right?
batshit crazy. Mental. Yeah.
He's got a big old hobo beard. And right. He's fucking running around with his eyes all wide, and he's telling people he doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And everybody is like, what in the fuck is going on with this guy?
Right.
So I thought it would be fun to kind of look into what's really going on and what his whole deal is. So what do you think about Jim Carrey? Is he crazy? Or is like, really going on? Like, because you see the news, right? And the news obviously chops up the shit that he's saying, and yeah. It makes him sound even crazier.
So here's where I'm going to go with this. Like, I've got some notes that I'd like to hit on and that interest me. But here's how I feel. I'm sure he had to work his way to the top, just like any kind of actor or comedian worked his way to the top. Probably did a bunch of shit, you know, drugs, alcohol, women, and finally made his break, got his break, made a shit ton of, I mean, the guy's got a shit ton, you know, he's got a shit ton of money, shitload of time on his hand. So
speaking of, yeah, go ahead.
So if I got to that point, I would do all kinds of weird, fucked up shit. I'd be batshit crazy to myself. I don't know if he's batshit crazy, but just the way he comes off, it's not normal. That's not normalcy, you know? And people would say, oh, well, he's just found himself. Or, hey, man, I've been trying to find myself, but I'm not even close to fucking being like that, you know? But
so
I get it.
Right.
I would be all kinds of fucked up. Let's put it that way.
Right. So I don't think his fucked up, as we'll call it, is something that happened because of what he did or what he became.
Right.
It sounds to me like dudes had kind of a rough life from the get-go, right?
Right.
I mean, his dad was, you know, as he recognizes that his dad was the kind of guy who didn't follow his own dreams, right?
Right.
He gave up his own dreams to provide for his family and work a job.
Right.
Well, then that job shit on him, right? And then he lost his shit and fucking bailed.
Right.
So Jim Carrey, as a child, his dad left his mom, and then him, his mom, and his siblings for like 6 months or 8 months or something lived in a fucking VW bus.
Right.
Like, he didn't come from money or success. He came literally from the bottom and worked his way up to the top.
That's what I'm saying. When you come from nothing and then you are something more than the world, more than what normalcy is. I mean, that's.
Yeah. He didn't stop in the middle.
Exactly.
Right?
No, he didn't. I mean.
Yeah.
But listen to this. I was watching when he was on the Jimmy. What's it? One of those late
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel. And he says, let me find this one. He said, life is beautiful when I'm absent from it. Meaning like
that sounds like a crazy statement.
See, that sounds, doesn't that just sound fucking just, you know.
What exactly is that? What's the meaning behind that?
And basically saying, and he said, Jim Carrey was a great character and was lucky to get the part. That's Jim Carrey talking about himself.
Okay, so to touch on that a little bit, because that's the part where I always hear him say, you know, we don't exist or I don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And that statement in itself confuses me and I don't exactly understand it.
Right.
What does he mean when he says doesn't exist? Does he mean doesn't exist on a physical level? Like all just like an imagination in a fucking pool somewhere? Or does he mean we don't exist spiritually? We don't exist mentally? I don't know which we don't exist he's talking about.
Right.
Now, what I get when he says Jim Carrey was a great character and he was lucky to get the part is, if you really boil it down and think about it, and this is the part that changed my opinion of him being batshit crazy to actually being kind of onto something that makes a lot of sense, is he says that basically we're all playing a character. Right.
Right.
You create your own persona.
Right,
like you are in 100% control of the way everyone else perceives you.
Right.
right? So you essentially are a character.
Right.
Right. Because when you're not that character, then what are you? You don't exist. You have to create a character because you have to be something to other people.
No,
totally fucking blew me away.
Right. I get it. Did you see his interview at the New York Fashion Week? His meltdown at
that's the one people keep playing.
Well,
and he does look kind of lose it right there.
Right.
But he loses it, I think, because he just doesn't give a shit.
Well, it's that he doesn't give a shit, but okay, if you're gonna parade around and fucking let people know that, because I also read another quote where it says, this is coming from him, it says, "What I want to give people more than anything else in this world is freedom from themselves and freedom to be present right. in the moment." So I get it. Like I get what he's saying. We're all fucking equal people. Why do we need to fucking go to a fashion fucking show to, you know, honor all these people because they're so great and they're icons and they're, you know, because honestly, I really don't give a fuck about that. But he, in that interview, he said, "We are meaningless. We are meaningless and just energy floating through the air." So
yeah,
you know
that's
what I'm
crazy,
saying? That's
right?
that's crazy talk. You know what I'm saying?
That's the crazy part of it.
Yeah.
I think half of what he says makes amazing sense.
What I get
from that is that, like, I can't relate to a lot of what he says, and I think the reason he can understand the stuff at maybe the level he does is because he has gone from the bottom
right.
to the top.
Right.
I've never done that, right?
Right.
And, you know, I've kind of gone from, like, the top of the bottom or the bottom of the middle
yeah.
to, you know, maybe the middle of the middle.
I've gone from,
you know, I don't,
infancy to yeah. where I am now, you know?
Right, right. You know, I've never gone from the bottom to the top. I've not seen the whole spectrum of,
right.
of what is all out there,
right.
you know, and everybody's chasing something.
Right.
But most of us don't even know what we're chasing.
Right.
Right. So he's chased it and,
found
and still
it.
Hasn't. He's well, chased it I, to the top,
yeah.
but hasn't found it because it isn't there.
Well, I mean,
that's what he's saying.
But if you started from nothing and then got all this fame, all this success, and still didn't find it, or still not fucking, you know.
Well, right, and then his realization to that is that it isn't there.
Exactly.
It doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Right?
And that's scary, because what do people want in life is to be, you know, comfortable, wealthy.
Right.
You know.
Accepted.
Accepted. I mean, this.
Right.
He's all kinds of fucking that, you know.
Well, but you hear, so our perception, yes,
uh-huh.
right? All the little bits, think about the life of somebody who's famous and how much of it we're a part of. It's very easy to feel like you know those people from the little bit that you get to see of them,
right? Right.
It's, you get to see such a tiny, tiny part of their overall existence.
Right.
And what I hear over and over and over again from people who have made that kind of success and aren't complete, you know, material idiots, is that it's, you know, the lonely at the top ordeal where,
right.
you know, that you never really get that satisfaction that you're
right.
chasing
right.
all the way to the top. It's insane to like, to break it down like that and then kind of step back and look at it that way.
Right.
I am completely blown away by what I've discovered and found out by researching him.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean,
it's not what I expected at all. I listened to a couple of just motivational speeches and stuff he did for like a college,
uh-huh.
and he's a super intelligent guy.
Well,
I mean,
he's
really
got,
knows how to put stuff together, and yeah, it's just crazy.
Well,
I'm totally blown away by it.
Yeah, trust me. This guy's an amazing dude. I mean.
I never liked him. I don't like him as an actor. I never liked his movies.
I've always liked his shit. I thought he was funny from In Living Color from the first time I saw his ass. Not his stand-up, because I'd never knew him before, you know, In Living Color.
Right,
but
In Living Color,
when he came through those ranks and, you know, started... Dude, Pet Detective, dude. How the fuck do you get into character like that? You know what I'm saying?
See, I hated that movie. I loved it.
Even Liar Liar, dude, I thought he was fucking great in that. That's a fucking awesome fucking movie. And, you know, I saw a little video of him on, it's called W Mag, it's on www.wmagazine.com. And he's doing his exhibits, right? Because he's a painter now. That's what he's been doing for the past 6 years.
His paintings are actually really pretty good. Yeah.
And another thing which fucking makes me fucking think he's cuckoo. I mean, when I say cuckoo, I just, you know, out there. I'm talking like a whole fucking a quarter of or an eighth of magic mushrooms cuckoo. You know what I'm saying?
So what's okay. So I totally, from hearing him, like the whole fashion show interview,
yeah.
I went, okay, this guy has done a lot of hallucinogenics.
Exactly.
He's been on some trips. And according to him, that's not the case. He's totally sober.
So check this out.
Clean.
So if you look at a lot of his paintings, he's done a lot of paintings of Jesus Christ. So
yes.
He actually went to a Catholic school. Did you know that?
Right.
Okay.
No,
so,
I didn't.
So I was reading a little bit of one of the stories saying that he went to a Catholic school, but he grew up in his room by himself a lot, he said, and wasn't because he had to go there. He said it was his happy place.
Right.
But he said, you know, he would do sketches and drawings and blah, 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 blah. Well, he did a drawing of Jesus Christ in school, right? And he was telling the story of that he was so proud of it and so happy because it came out so good. But he went home, on his way home, he got in a fight with a bunch of gang kids, right? And the painting or the drawing got destroyed in the mud. And he said, you know, and it was like one of those things where it's like he went, you know, cuckoo. He went crazy and started punching people in the face and blah, blah, blah. And when I see, and it just goes on to in the future with his Jesus paintings, like that's instilled in his head, that one painting he did. And it's like burnt in his brain, like to recreate that Jesus thing, you know, and like he's stuck on it and just like fucking hammering the Jesus thing. Because, dude, if you look at his Jesus painting, it's kind of pretty fucking cool. I dig it.
But he's got a couple of that
even
cool.
when he talks about his pain, like I don't get it, dude. I don't get it. Because I still have to go to work. I still got to drive to work. You know what I'm saying? I don't have that freedom of being able to say, fuck, that wall is so green and I can see all the texture in it. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have that time and that ability to do that. He does.
Well, so according to him, you've made a choice to play a character that doesn't have time to do
exactly.
that. Right?
Exactly.
That's kind of where that is. And it's not untrue.
Oh, but it's a total catch 22, because if I try to go and do what, you know, if I want to be a certain character, maybe that certain character can't pay its bills, you know, or that certain character is not going to fucking eat.
So the thing is, you don't want to be a character that can't pay his bills.
It's still a character on top of a character.
But it's still a choice that you've made.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, totally.
And I've
made a lot of bad choices, bro. Trust me.
A lot of bad character development.
Oh, yeah. Fucking very bad. I've played a bunch of bad characters.
Yeah. No, you know, I'm kind of into sort of the spiritual aspect of some things.
Yeah.
You know, and I believe in some of that. And I don't know how closely I follow most of it, but I'm aware of it.
Right.
And this was really just kind of eye opening to me to go, you know what? I never like looked at it quite down to that level of everybody just is what they are because that's what they chose to be, whether they know they chose it or not.
Uh-huh.
They did.
Right.
You know, and what is there if you don't choose?
Right.
Well, there's nothing. And therefore you don't exist.
Exactly.
How do you even do that?
How do you do
that? But then if you don't choose, then you're playing the character that didn't choose.
So you're
still something.
You're fucked. You're damned if you do. You're damned if you don't, bro.
Right. And so what I thought was interesting, one thing that I heard him say, and I honestly went back and tried to find it again so I could quote it almost exactly, but I couldn't find it. Was he talked about when he was a kid and his parents, because he was funny, his parents used to make him come out like in the living room and perform for people.
Right.
Well, he said that when he used to do that and he would make all these people laugh, he would then go back into his room by himself and take a notepad and just start writing a bunch of stuff down, because even at the age of like 10 or 11, he was trying to figure out like what life was, what life meant.
Right.
And he was writing this stuff down and something happened, like, and he figured it out. Like at 10, 11 years old, he figured out like what life was.
Yeah, I'm trying to fucking jump off a curb on my banana seat on my Schwinn, and this guy's trying to figure out fucking
this
life,
figuring
dude.
Figuring out fucking the meaning of life. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
yeah, it's interesting.
But you know what's interesting is he has. I almost consider him a genius because he's so far out there. I don't even understand it. You know,
I don't know if necessarily he's a genius. I think he's just realized something and accepted that realization that most people aren't even looking for.
Right.
Right. Most people aren't even looking for the answers that he's found. He believes that he found. Honestly,
scary. It's like a cult, dude. It's very cultish. Like you fucking, I'm reading your notes. So dude, it's very cultish.
You're reading my notes because there's a quote that says, what would happen if I decided to be Jesus?
Right.
So if he decided to play the character of Jesus or the character who's been contacted by Jesus,
right?
Doesn't that sound like every fucking cult leader you've ever heard of?
Every fucking crazy fucking dude out there, yeah.
That totally makes a ton of sense with those guys is they've decided to play the character of the guy who has contact with Jesus and you don't, so you must follow me. And they believe, and that's why I feel like now I understand why when you see those guys talk and they say, I was contacted by Jesus and he told me to bring the message and all that shit that they spew, it sounds like they believe it.
Right.
It's because they do.
Right? Yeah.
It's because they're
totally
playing
the
character that fucking believes
to 100%. Exactly.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. It's fucking scary, bro, because... I mean, I get it, dude. He's got all the time in the world to fucking do this because he's got the money. That's what makes me fucking.
Well, yeah. So now he's got himself to the point where he can do this openly. But I mean, you or I could believe the same things that he believes.
Yeah.
But yet, in order to maintain,
but at what level? You know,
in order to maintain physical existence, we still need to go to work.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And can get money.
So I kind of want to be a millionaire now or, you know, have a shit ton of money so I can get to that fucking level and
here's,
I'm a fucking unicorn.
I'm going to be a rich ass unicorn.
I'm going to be a rich ass unicorn and fucking stab people.
and fart fucking rainbows.
Exactly. Shit rainbows, dude.
I'm going to piss Skittles. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a fucking unicorn millionaire. Yeah. Shitting, farting rainbows and pissing Skittles.
And if you don't like it, fuck you.
You're not real anyway.
You're not real anyways. You're just fucking wasted energy.
Oh, fuck.
I think it's great, though. I mean, it's kind of cool because he puts it into paintings, you know? And I was looking at a lot of his paintings. They're fucking actually pretty fucking cool, dude. I mean, he's got some... pretty cool shit out there.
Well, I heard that he painted and was into that whole thing or whatever. And I was expecting, somebody recently kind of did something similar to that. Some actor or well-known celebrity type kind of went crazy and just, I'm an artist now.
Right.
And their fucking art is terrible.
Right. Well, no, his shit's pretty good.
Is really good.
Yeah. I was like, cool. So that one little, the W magazine, I don't know what it is. I put the link on our doc.
I'll put that on the website.
Yeah. And it's maybe like a 7-8 minute video, but he was talking at one point where he said his heart had been broken and that he was trying to find that love again, like that absent, you know, that what he didn't have anymore. And he did this painting of a heart like falling out of the sky, like in flames, right, dude? And it was totally bitching, dude. I was like, fuck, dude, that's fucking bad. I mean, I'd fucking put that up in my house, dude. But I was just like, but it's always funny because there's every painting has a story to it. Every artist has, you know, their words in their mind, you know? And I just think
their expression of their feelings.
Well,
his
ex-girlfriend committed suicide, right?
Yes.
Then one of his best buddies died. That comedian, what's his name? I can't even think of his name.
Who?
Fuck. I'll have to find it.
Like Chris Farley or somebody?
No, it was. he had long hair, wore glasses. They were, I know they were
Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman, yeah. Isn't that him?
I don't know if they were friends. I don't know if they knew each other.
Because I
never got into the Andy Kaufman thing, and yeah. I know that there's a documentary about, because he yeah. did a movie playing Andy Kaufman.
Right.
And I guess kind of went crazy during that, too. Like, he became Andy Kaufman
yeah.
during the making of that movie.
Right.
Was so, pissing everybody off. I never did watch that. I want to watch that documentary.
That's a character though. Playing a character, right?
Exactly, yeah. yeah.
But I think my favorite quote from Jim Carrey, and he's got a bunch of quotes out there, and some of them just don't even make sense to me because it's on a Jim Carrey level. But it
yeah,
says...
another level of
yeah,
understanding.
Yeah, it's... His quote's, behind every great man is a woman rolling her eyes.
I think that's a fucking meme, not a quote.
Oh, fuck.
That's fucking yeah. funny shit.
Yeah, I'm just... It's just... Yeah, his fascination with Jesus and, you know, it like, when I was reading your notes, dude, I was just like, holy fuck, that is totally cultish, you know?
Like, yeah.
How many,
just, that
how
just
many,
came to me, like,
how many people would fall into that spider web, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm sure.
And it's that easy.
Fucking
I mean,
way easy.
If let's say that you haven't quite developed your character yet, right?
Yeah.
Your character's kind of weak, you know, and easily led, and this guy comes in and he's just
blows your
totally
mind,
convinced.
Dude.
He's totally convinced already
yeah.
that that's his character.
Yeah.
Then boom, you're in, right?
Yeah.
So I found a quote from him here that's kind of interesting. He says, "I think everybody should get rich and famous and get everything they dreamed so they can see that's not the answer."
Exactly.
Right?
So that's basically right there. He's just saying it, dude. It doesn't matter how much money or fucking what you fucking live up to be, it just ain't enough. Or it's not gonna fucking rock your world. Basically.
I think there's a ton of people that's their goal
yeah.
is to become rich and famous, right?
Yeah.
And they become rich and famous and it is everything they've ever wanted.
Yeah, it's these, and you know what? Fucking these reality TV shows that fucking show all these rich women and fucking all that hoopla bullshit, you know.
Well, there ain't like, nothing reality about that.
I know,
reality.
But that's, you know how, what that
it,
does
it
to
creates,
young people?
It, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it creates an image of well, that's, you know, what I, that's
yeah.
success,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, that's success.
That's
or
what
that's
life
what
should,
be
like,
should
be like. And that's not at all what life should or is like.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, and then when they get there, if they have the you know, whatever it takes to get to that point, when they get there and they realize that's not really what it's like.
Right.
You know, that's like devastating. Everything you've ever
yeah.
worked for in your life is not
or,
not what
or
it
what
be,
you
right?
thought was supposed to be isn't. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Dude. It is. It's crazy. It's fucking nuts, dude.
I'm just gonna fucking hang out here in the middle.
Yeah. I'm just, dude. I'm chilling, drinking beer, smoking cigarettes, dude. I'm waiting
right?
for fucking cocaine to be fucking legalized, dude. Yeah, we get
the whole
some,
fucking country
yeah,
will be getting shit done.
Yeah, we're gonna get some shit done today.
There'd be no fucking lazy Christmas weekends, I'll tell you.
Hell
what.
No. Fucking goddamn fucking what's the day after Thanksgiving? Black Friday will be fucking nuts, bro.
It'll be fucking White Friday.
Oh fuck yeah, dude.
Crystal White
yeah.
Friday. Snowblind.
Yeah, fuck, dude. Yeah, snowblind for sure. Fucking
it's Snowblind Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
God damn, dude.
I like it.
Some crazy shit, though, dude. When, yeah, and you know what? You want to know what's crazy, bro? I had no care in the world for what the fuck Jim Carrey's doing, right? But when you...
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah,
totally off
so,
my fucking
yeah,
radar.
Off the radar, dude. Not even close
yeah.
to my fucking bullseye, dude.
No. No, no,
and
not
fucking,
all.
You know... The little research
and
that I did on him, it's like,
yeah.
whoa, fuck, dude. That's
right?
nuts, dude. You know?
Yeah, not at all what you expected.
No,
it
hell
to be.
No. I was thinking fucking, you know, him farting and fucking, you know, splattering paint on a fucking a canvas and, you know, oh, funny Jim Carrey, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, not in
not,
any way,
not
shape, or form.
Whatsoever, dude. I,
yeah.
I fucking think people should go and check this out because... It is fucking interesting.
Definitely
yeah, interesting.
For sure, dude, take a few minutes and just kind of check out what he's talking about, what he's got going on, because it's interesting. You know,
yeah.
It's not as crazy as it seems on the surface.
Right. Oh, no. Fuck no,
you know?
Dude.
And I mean, when I saw the, and I think that was kind of what sparked the whole thing, was that interview, that Fashion Week
yeah.
interview, whatever, where he was just acting weird. Yeah. And, you know, and just, I was like, there's a dude who's on some fucking good drug right now.
Basically saying,
turns out he's not, you know, at least according to him.
Yeah. In an industry where painting and fashion and all that shit, you know, all ties together.
Yeah.
And basically showing up with fucking fingers in the air, you know,
yeah,
fuck all you. You guys don't mean shit to me. This is a fucking joke. And to walk
well, what I thought he, was fucking I mean, he basically about
dropped
was,
the mic right there. Plop.
Right. Right.
You know?
But what I thought was funny about it was that he just, in the middle of it, like, she asked him a question and he just starts singing some fucking random ass, like, you know, hey, get back now. You know, like, what the fuck, dude? So that, you know, that's what I saw totally out of left field.
Yeah.
With nothing leading up to that. And I was like, this dude is like the perfect kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And I need to know about this now.
Exactly.
You know, and turns out, no, not at all.
Yeah.
He was probably acting it up a bit and just being a little,
did
a little over the top in that.
Did you see the other video where there was a guy on YouTube? He was trying to explain what was going on with Jim Carrey, and he did a presentation at the Golden Globes, I think. And was,
oh, no, I didn't
oh,
see that.
Dude, you got to check that one out, because it's, the guy breaks it down and tries to explain what he's doing. And he's basically doing stand-up at, you know, presenting this award. But he's doing stand-up like he's letting people know about what's going on in his life. And they're just laughing about it because he's doing it in a comedic way, but it's fucking really dark, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, dude, the guy breaks it down, and I was like, fuck, dude, that's some dark shit, dude.
That's kind of the thing with comedians, though. If you really look into most, like, stand-up comics, they all have, like, fucked up
dark
past.
Yeah, dark,
plus
yeah.
Fucked up childhoods.
Yeah.
You know, the fucking, like, 60% of them have been molested.
Yeah,
they're
fucking,
just all fucked up.
Or from
right?
poverty, or fucking
right.
been beaten as
and that's
children.
Like where
yeah.
That,
yeah,
that's where that point of view comes from that allows them to be comedic like that. Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
We're all laughing at it, but they're, you know, most of them are fucking, you know, spilling their guts. And, you know, it's like therapy every day to go out there and just spill your story. Meanwhile, everyone else is fucking laughing and being entertained.
You want to know
it's
really
kind of fucked up,
yeah,
really.
it's really funny because on the way home when Tanya came out and we went back to California, we downloaded like fucking five comedians to listen to on the radio. Yeah. And dude, a lot of our favorite comedians are Mexican comedians, and they, you know, because we can relate to the stupid shit that they say. And it's funny, you know, but we started listening to Jim Jeffries. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I don't think the guy has ever had any problems in his life. I think the guy just likes fucking partying and fucking like doing stupid shit, dude. Cause this guy is making my ass fucking roll. But dude, you know, it's either or. It's like a good life or the bad life, you know, fucking.
Right, yeah.
It just all depends on what your character is, dude.
Craziness. So,
Jim
Carrey.
Yeah, Jim Carrey. Fucking all kinds of crazy fucked up.
But, I mean, like I said, I'm totally, like, turned around.
Yeah, it opened my eye, dude. I mean,
on my opinion of the kind of crazy that he is.
Exactly.
I mean, it definitely is some stuff there. You know, I don't know if he's, like, meant to carry a message or if he's trying to convey, you know, any particular message. If that's the case, I think he's doing a kind of a poor job of it because he's not really explaining it
exactly
for the average person to kind of understand,
for the middle class person to understand.
I think the right people will understand what's going on. It's actually, I was pleasantly surprised, I'll say.
I'm telling you, if I popped a couple buttons and some stems, dude, I'd get everything he fucking says, bro. I'd give him a thumbs
up.
It
would instantly make sense, right?
Unicorns and rainbows, baby.
Hell yeah. Nice.
Oh, fuck, dude.
So, let's say we get into some music,
some fucking
songs.
Music, yep.
That part's not changing. We're not getting rid of that.
Yeah, I hope you weren't laughing at my list, dude. Now, there's a reason for this list, dude. My list.
I haven't even looked at it.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. I'm not sure what. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
what this
is about. Let's roll with it, dude. Let's go.
All right. Okay, so I'll start off then. Unless you want to start because you got an interesting list you want to talk about.
It's up to you. Don't matter to me.
All right. I'll go.
Okay.
So my first song is a song called Fire It Up by Black Label Society.
Yep.
It's off of an album called Mafia. Mm-hmm. I love this song. It's I mean, there's nothing like, you know, special about it. It doesn't have some secret hidden meaning or anything. It's fucking fired up. Let's get this motherfucker rolling and going.
Right.
I love this song because I love the use of a fucking talk box in the beginning of this song. In the beginning of this song, he uses a fucking talk box. And just fucking just awesome. So that's if you use a talk box, I guarantee I'm going to like your song.
So what about Bon Jovi's?
See, that's fucking cool. Why not?
Fuck that thing, dude. That's a talk box, right? That's he's using that fucking air thing,
yeah,
right? That's a talk box,
I'm
right?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know how he's doing it. You know how that fucking thing works? I've never fucking even like.
Yeah.
They're so sucking in air and blowing air out at the same time.
No. That's not what's happening at all. What's happening is in that box, there's a small speaker.
Uh-huh.
So you're playing your guitar, and whatever you're playing on your guitar is going through that speaker, and it's playing up through the tube, so it's playing inside your mouth. And then you're putting your mouth on a microphone, and the sound, so depending on how you change the shape of your mouth.
It's almost like a wah
pedal.
Can
also change.
In your mouth.
Kind of. But it gives it like a distortion, and it, you know, because it's a little tiny speaker, so it's like playing it through your phone. There's no mid or low end, you know.
Right.
It's,
so you do like Bon Jovi.
Ah, sure, why not?
Okay. I'll have
to
listen to
Black Label
one.
Society, fired up, fucking sick ass song. These guys are playing in Houston next weekend, and my wife and I will be there.
Oh, shit.
Fuck,
nice.
Yeah. They're playing with Corrosion of Conformity, too. I'm so excited.
Oh, I know you're
stoked. I saw them play with Clutch. I saw them play with Clutch 2016, I think.
Are they a three-piece? Three-piece band?
Who?
COC. There's only three guys. There's four?
Yeah, there's four guys.
Two guitar players, right?
Two guitar players, two singers, so both guitar players sing.
Okay.
And the bass player and a drummer, yeah. Yeah, not a three-piece. Still good, though.
Yeah, oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Even by Jesse standards.
Yeah, oh, fuck yeah, dude. I love COC.
The Black Label Society. I've seen Black Label Society a couple times. These guys are fucking awesome.
Hasn't Black Label Society have a couple singers? Like sync.
No,
it's always the same guy, right?
I mean, they do backup, but yeah, Zach Wild sings.
So I thought there was another singer in the fucking band, who doesn't play anything in Black Label.
No, not at all.
Okay,
nope. Zach Wild's the singer, and then everybody else does backup. Yeah, singer, bass player.
Okay,
singer, guitarist, and then there's a bass player and another guitar player and a drummer. A couple years ago they got a new guitarist, but he is always pulling in these fucking young fucking kids.
Yeah.
So this dude's pretty
well
badass.
I would hope he would, because that's what happened to him, you know.
Bro,
returning the favors to those who fucking are true to their
talent. Yeah, it's kind of the
their
same
talent,
deal,
so
that's my first song. My second song this is a fun one too. Nothing crazy special about the song. It's called Anthem. And it's by a new band called the Gunzenhausen Clan. Gunzenhausen Clan. It's off an album called Volume 1. These are it's a German band.
From Germany?
It's from Germany, who's relocated to Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas, dude?
And they are metal as fuck. These guys are badass. So Anthem is basically...
Like what kind of metal? Like black metal or doom metal or straight thrash metal?
I mean, just
metal.
Like they're just metal. Kind of more kind of...
Slayer metal?
Kind of thrash, like Anthrax metal, like kind of that, you know, Anthrax thrash. They're pretty cool.
They're legit, right?
It's kind of funny that the accents are they're sort of always there. You know how like Ozzy sings and he doesn't have an accent?
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of foreign singers, when they sing in English, like they can barely speak English.
Right.
But when they sing in English, like it sounds like English.
Right.
So when these guys sing in English,
like
it
Eric
still
Clapton.
Sounds like it has a. It's, yeah. So when these guys sing in English, it still sounds like it has an English accent.
Right.
Or a German accent. Right. Okay. So they're funny. There's only a few songs on that album, Volume 1. And I think one of them is about a hooker.
Nice.
The other one is about getting a blowjob on the Autobahn.
Oh, dude.
And Anthem is basically just the Gunzenhausen Clan. Okay. Like, those are the lyrics.
Okay.
They're hilarious. So anyway, check those guys out. We may or may not actually be doing something with the singer. We'll talk about that in the future. We'll see. So this next band is a what's funny?
Nothing.
You're dying.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, check them out. So this next band is my new obsession.
Okay.
I'm completely obsessed with this band right now.
Okay.
It's a band called Opeth.
Okay.
They've been around for a long time. Back in the 90s, they were essentially, I'll be honest, I haven't listened to a lot of their older stuff.
Uh-huh.
I've listened to their newest album. It's called Sorceress.
Uh-huh.
I've listened to it, I don't even know how many fucking times in the last like week. I put it on loop and I just keep listening to it over and over and over and over again. It's amazing. I'm so in love with it. In the 90s, they, I guess, were classified kind of as a death metal band.
Yeah, I believe they were back.
Yeah,
back
so in the singer, days. Like, but they were never like just a straight death metal band. Like, I listened to some of their, picked out a few of their older things here and there, and they were always kind of a progressive metal band.
Didn't they used
but
to?
But with like a death metal singer.
Yeah,
right?
Death metal, but he used to sing like just regular vocals, like kind of like, wasn't it like opera-ish kind of like type
so
vocals kind
in
of
there? So at like in the 2000s, they just sort of changed their style.
Uh-huh.
And he does a little bit of both.
Okay.
Right. They kind of sing some, not opera, not really opera, but they've moved more towards like a progressive sound.
Uh-huh.
This new album is fucking sick. I'm not, like I said, I'm not familiar with a lot of their older stuff.
Uh-huh.
This new album, I read the bio on it. And from what I kind of understand, I think it's the singer is like the dude who writes all their music.
Uh-huh.
And he said that he has there one dude in the band writes all their music, or at least this whole album, uh-huh. right? Whoever that guy is says that he's been listening to a lot of jazz, and you can hear it. You know, in like the really funky beat stuff, uh-huh. like 3/5 time and uh-huh. just some really weird stuff.
Uh-huh.
But it fucking works so good. They're definitely like a progressive metal. Rock, you know, maybe Dream Theater-ish. But there's so much other stuff going on in there that I fucking love it. This song, the song I'm talking about, is called Sorceress. It's the title track.
Uh-huh.
And this song starts out with like this bass line that kind of goes on for a while, and it's really overdriven and got some funky effect on it. Uh-huh. And it's very kind of 70s sounding,
uh-huh.
but like upbeat and kind of funky.
Uh-huh.
And then it totally changes, and the guitar comes in. And when the guitar comes in, it's like 70s doom metal, like Black Sabbath.
Oh, really?
Oh, fuck. And then the dude starts to sing,
uh-huh.
and it's like Deep Purple and Tool. It's awesome.
So
that's just the only way I can describe it.
Opeth, they used to be like a fucking fast death metal band, right?
I don't know if they were really ever,
or
like,
were they like a
fast
doom metal, more like a doom metal?
No, I think they were more like progressive dark metal.
Huh.
With the vocalist like a death metal singer,
right?
Right, which he still kind of does a little bit of that, but not as much.
Huh.
He sounds to me, there's like, if you listen to this album, and he said it when I read it, that the intention on this album was to make sure that all the songs didn't sound the same.
Uh-huh.
So each song has like a different style to it.
Uh-huh.
Although as an album, it still works together amazingly.
Right.
But you listen to this album and you hear so much stuff. Like I said, I hear Deep Purple, I hear Tool,
right.
I hear Black Sabbath.
Right.
I mean, it's all over the fucking place.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know what it is with these guys, but I've discovered them and I'm fucking obsessed. So I know. I think I sent you a song.
You did. I just haven't.
I haven't even looked at it.
Yeah. I haven't even looked at it yet.
That's a song called, what did I send you? Oh, Strange Brew.
Yes.
That's at the time I was listening to that song when I sent it to you, and I was like, oh my God, this song is so good. That's probably not the best song to listen to as your first song listening to
as
them.
An opener.
Yeah, so I would honestly just find the album and just listen to the album.
All right. I'll do that.
But Sorceress is one of the first few songs on there, and fuck, it's a fucking badass song.
Right.
You hear that song and you're going to want to listen to the rest of it. There's another song on there called, it's almost the song that I picked. It's called Spring in 1974, but 1974 is spelt out in like Roman numerals.
Right.
That song's fucking bad because it's got kind of a doom metal feel to it. And then at the end of it, this fucking electric, like Hammond organ comes in and just plays this. The guitar solos in that song are fucking badass.
I love
too.
The Hammond fucking.
Yes, right?
It's so fucking bitching, dude.
But the guitar, you'll shit yourself on the guitar solos.
And what's this?
Song.
What They're song is fucking, that?
It's called Spring 1974.
Okay.
It's like MCMLX IV.
All right.
So that song at the end of it, there's a fucking organ solo. That's just, I just want him to keep fucking playing.
Just keep going.
Like, damn it. Just keep going. It's so cool. But anyway, Opeth, I'm fucking obsessed.
Right on.
Anyway, what do you got?
So like my list isn't like the norm and there's yes, only one reason for it is because I've been with my girlfriend for the past 2 weeks.
Uh-oh.
So my girl, we've been driving her car, right? So when you're driving everywhere with her, she's got one of those new electric, you know, plug it in. I don't know. I don't even know if it's called a smart car or what. It's one of those little Ford four doors, little fucking spaceship fucking cars and fucking, you know, runs
did
off electricity.
Drive it from,
yeah.
Did you think, drive it from California to Utah without stopping?
You know what? We made one stop and
to charge it.
No, we didn't, because there weren't any charging stations. We looked for charging stations, but...
So it's probably a hybrid. It runs on gas, too, right?
Yes. So, yeah, okay. But the cool thing is, dude, it fucking... The thing rocks, dude. It fucking goes forever, dude. Usually, on a normal trip, there's usually three stops to fill up. This one's only a one-trip stop, dude, so... It's pretty cool, dude. But anyways, on her radio, she's got what they call... It's a Sirius radio, but like when a certain band comes up, it notifies you that, hey, it's a notification, basically. Bruno Mars is playing on channel blah, 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 or fucking Prince is playing on channel blah, 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 or, you know. So the whole time we're listening to the radio and her shit's going off all the time, and these were like some of the songs. Because when...
That sounds completely fucking annoying.
It's not when they're... When you're getting notified of shit you like to listen to.
So do you program it somehow to the stuff you like to listen to?
Yeah. So say if you have, like for my first one, this song didn't come up, but I actually listened to this album right before. This is the album I was listening to before we started talking. The song's called The Safest Place by Sade, and it's off the album Soldier of Love. Now I'm a huge Sade fan. Okay. Don't get me wrong. I'm not putting this up there because my girl listens to it. I love Sade. I think she's hot as fuck. She's got a sexy fucking voice. But on this album, there's like a lot of acoustics on this. And she's singing behind acoustic players. So it kind of it's a different, totally different vibe from what Sade usually does, like the R&B stuff. But this is a really good fucking song and a really great fucking album. It just went in my playlist. But the funny thing is like when Sade would come on or, you know, Sade's on and she'd fucking just hit the button and it'd go right to that song. And it's crazy, bro, because now she can program it to like, she can like, we listen to the song and we can listen to that song again. Like there's like a little rewind button on the fucking thing and it'll fucking rewind, dude. I was like, what the fuck's going on with this fucking car? I was totally impressed by the fucking, because dude, I've got a 2005 Mazda that fucking, the radio doesn't even really work.
Speakers, you're lucky if the radio works at all.
Speakers are blown, and I'm fucking, you know, I'm lucky if I got a pair of fucking headphones in my pocket, you know, every once every 5 weeks, you know. But dude, so all these songs are basically songs that she gets notifies from. So when a song comes on or the artist, she'll fucking sit. It'll say Bruno Mars playing on station, and it'll say accept, and you just hit the accept, and it goes straight to that station. Nice. So. Another song. So that's my first one. Sade, The Safest Place, Soldier of Love.
great fucking album. And funny thing is Tanya went to see, Tanya's seen her play. This girl doesn't, as popular as she is and as, you know, fucking great as she is, she doesn't tour, dude. Like,
right.
She'll do an album, tour for like a year, and then stop touring for like 10 years. And then put another album out and tour for a year, and that's it, dude. So she got
that's
this.
Crazy.
Yeah. It, dude, and how big is she, though?
It's a little bit of the right way to do it, right?
Right.
You guarantee you're going to pack the shit out of those fucking
yeah. places, right?
That whole tour is going to be sold
out. Yeah, dude. And I'd really like to see her because she's, I think she's hot as fuck, dude. I think she's got a beautiful voice. My second song, because fucking Prince is on her fucking notification, dude.
Prince is the shit.
Dude, I Want to Be Your Lover. I think we listened to this song like twice by Prince off the album Prince. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen this album, Prince, the Prince album, but it's...
I don't know if I have.
Okay, so you got to look because you're going to laugh your fucking ass off.
Oh, God.
It's just Prince with no shirt on, right? And with, like, because he's half black and half, like, Latin American, Mexican, or some kind of fucking Latin in him. you just saw it. What the fucking hairdo, bro? It's fucking great, dude. It's
oh,
just like
Jesus it, Christ.
It almost
it's
looks like
a fucking mugshot.
Yeah, it, right. With no t-shirt on, dude.
Looks like Sammy Davis Jr. with hair.
But that's fucking hilarious. When I went to go look for the song, because
Jesus, if that's not the 70s,
exactly right. I think that was like 78, bro.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Oh my God, when I fucking saw the album cover, I fucking was rolling my ass off, dude. But that was.
Oh shit!
Who the fuck does that? Yeah, my fucking whoever was fucking managing me at the time when I take that picture, I'm like. Fuck you, that ain't going on my album cover, bro. I'd be like, hell fucking no, dude. So, the song's called I Want to Be Your Lover by Prince off Prince album, dude. And I'm a huge Prince fan. I'm fucking totally fucking downed by his death, dude. And you want to talk about somebody who was in character, bro? That guy was fucking in character. Didn't matter what the fuck, the guy was like, fuck you, this is me, I'm Prince. Fuck off, bitch. Really like the dude. He's fucking just an amazing player. And you want to know what's really fucking crazy? They said that he has a vault of like thousands of songs that have never been like fucking.
Yeah, that yeah. He was writing all the time.
Can you imagine that, dude?
Writing and recording all the time, yeah.
So what makes him crazy?
You know that.
Because Jim Carrey's painting all the time, right? He's fucking doing what he's doing. Yeah. Crazy,
yeah,
right?
What's the difference?
Character.
You know, the dude, there's a dude named, what's that? The Black Keys.
Uh-huh.
There's the two guys. Yep. So that dude, Dan Auerbach or whatever his name is, he's the same way. That guy says that he will record like 2 to 3 songs every single day.
Yeah.
You know, just guitar parts, right. Like just riffs and, you know, progressions or whatever is like. Every day he'll go in and record something that he's playing.
I think
kinda cool.
You know what, dude? You know, if that was my job was to fuck. I'm not even my job. If that was my lifestyle or my thing, I think I could do it. I mean, when I sit and play my guitar for 5, 6, 7 hours, you know, on a Saturday or a Sunday, dude. I mean, there have been times where I'm like, fuck, dude, I wish I had my fucking 8-track digital recorder so I can put that down because I know I ain't gonna remember it tomorrow. If I had every time I fucking done that, dude, I'd fucking have, not as many as them, but fuck, dude, a shit ton, you know?
But honestly, in this day and age, bust out your phone.
Right?
Hit record and just jam into your phone.
Exactly. But it's my hobby. You know what I'm saying? It's not like my.
Yeah, but still.
But like I said, I don't want to write anymore. I just want to play other people's shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was gonna say, you want to start a band.
Want to play other people's shit, dude.
All right.
And you know what? You can usually get paid to play other people's shit, dude, rather than trying to push your own shit.
Yes.
And be like, oh, please listen to my stuff. Fuck.
Yeah, I have heard you can make a fairly decent living
playing
in a cover band.
Oh, yeah, you can. Anyways, And my third and final song is Sugar by Maroon 5 off album
five. This is the one that blows me away.
Okay. So, you know what? Like I said, I'm all into all sorts of music, dude. And pop music is like, you know, it's probably on the very bottom of my list next to country, dude. And I consider Maroon 5, like, they say they're like a rock pop fucking whatever. I don't think these guys are rock, but I did see a fucking Ernie Ball. What's that one show, dude? Ernie Ball.
Chasing the Sound?
Chasing
the Tone.
Well, Maroon 5, their guitar.
Never get the name of that right.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we should find out and ask if they want to sponsor us.
Yeah, it's not.
So he was on one of them, bro, and I was like, why the fuck was Maroon 5 guitarist be on fucking, you know, like, who the fuck is he, dude, right? Ends up, dude, this guy's a fucking, like, really badass guitar player, dude. So this guy tried out for an MIT Music Institute fucking
scholarship.
Yeah, for a scholarship, right? So there was a big, like, kind of like a battle of the bands, and you come in and you do your thing. You know who this guy lost to? He came in second. You know who the guy who came in first?
No.
John Mayer.
Shit.
Yeah, he lost to John Mayer, dude. And I was like, fuck, well, that's a pretty good person to lose to, bro.
Yeah.
But this song, dude, is like, I think I heard this song maybe about 5-6 times in the course of 2 weeks. And it's just, you know, I'm with my girl, bro, and that's what we listen to, you know? I think they're a good band, dude. They've pumped out how many albums, platinum?
Well, they're definitely successful. Yeah. That's just not my. Oh, not no. Really my
ain't
cup
my
of
cup
tea,
of tea, dude. But you know what? They've got some good funky songs. I love funk. And this has kind of got that little funk vibe to it. Not as funky as I'd like to get funky. Because I like the funk.
Not Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears funky.
Not Joe Lewis funky. Not James Brown funky. It's like white boy Maroon 5 funky, you know?
Maroon 5 funky. It's not very funky at all. The only thing funky about that is the smell.
Yeah. But I liked it. It's a good song, dude. And of course, you know me, I don't listen to lyrics, dude. And fucking Tanya's like, do you listen to lyrics? Listen here, let me read them to you real quick. And I'm like, fuck. I'm trying to figure out the guitar part right now. Back off on the fucking lyrics.
That's funny.
Fuck.
You gotta literally have to be like the only person in the world I know that just isn't into like what a song's about.
Oh fuck! I could give zero fucks given on what you fucking dude. All I want to know is that fucking guitar part, dude. What's that riff, dude? What key you in? What scale they using?
That's funny.
You know.
That's fine.
What's that timing, dude? What's the drummer doing? Why is the bass player playing that shit, dude? That just doesn't sound right, dude. Oh, that's a badass fucking bass line right there, dude. Dude, it's the worst, dude. It's funny. You know what I'm going to fucking credit that to? I'm going to credit to, like, when I was listening to all the instrumental albums that I was listening to when growing up when I was younger playing guitar.
Okay,
listening to all the, you know, Joe Satriani, Steve Vai, fucking, you know, what's his name for Megadeth? Fuck, he lives in Tokyo now. Fucking, what's his name?
Marty Friedman
in Cacophony, his other buddy, Jason Becker, I think is his name. You know, listen to all those guys fucking just shred, and that's all I listened to because there was no singing to it, dude. So I would continually try to break down, breaking down what they're doing. But, fuck, dude. I think it's funny now that she's trying to get me into that shit. And when she does, like, read lyrics to me, I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. But what's that bass line he's playing right there?
So you have to check out this Opeth album.
Okay, yeah.
Because musically, these guys are fucking top-notch. I think you'll really be into what they've got
going on. I've just downloaded 3 bands right now. That are instrumental bands, and I don't want to get back into that shit because, like I said, I want to try to start. I'm into blues now. If that's my thing, but dude, I always get sidetracked with that fucking instrumental shit, dude.
Fuck, dude. It fucking sucks sometimes, dude.
I have a band that I want you to listen to.
Okay.
Because I have an opinion about these guys.
Uh-huh.
And they're an all instrumental.
Uh-huh.
I have an opinion about them, but I'm curious from a guitar player standpoint what your opinion of these guys is.
Okay.
The band is called Scale the Summit.
Scale the Summit? What type of instrumental band is it? Is it rock? Is it
it's rock, guitar, rock stuff. Okay. It's not really like metal or hard heavy metal or anything like that. It's rock.
Okay.
Progressive
okay.
rock.
So this is what we're gonna do. I'm gonna give you a band now, an all instrumental band. And then next week you give me your thoughts on the band and I'll give you my thoughts on your band. So shoot me the
band's gonna check out Scale the Summit.
Okay, Scale the Summit.
Who's your band?
Yeah. Polyrhythmics. That's the name of it. Yes. And this is going to fucking totally fucking blow your mind because it's not what you think, dude. And I really want
it's not tube and throat singing, is it?
No, it's not. This dude is so I just discovered these guys last night laying in bed because me and Tanya were laying in bed. She's got her phone. I got my phone. We're both on Spotify. She's like, oh, check this out. And I'm all, hey, check this out. That's what we do. And fucking, I found this band because I typed in another band, but gave me a band with almost a name as closest to, like, you know, I was looking for Polynthia band. The name is called Polynthia, I think. But then there was another band called Polyrhythmics, and then Poly Fog Butt, and then Poly Butt, whatever.
What the fuck?
So I Poly just, Fog Butt. Yeah, I don't know. So I clicked on Polyrhythmics, right? Because Polyrhythm, I was like, oh, Polyrhythm, they must be got some fucking like weird time signature shit, right? Me being a fucking musician, I'm fucking thinking, oh, that's probably going to sound cool. When I turned it on, dude, totally fucking blew my mind. Did not expect this, dude. You're going to be like, I think you're going to like these guys, Chris, because I really dig them. I've listened to two albums so far since I've heard them. And this was just...
Don't tell me anything about
it. No, I'm not. And this was just two nights ago, dude, and I've already listened to two albums, dude. So...
All right, I'll check them out.
Yeah. And...
Cool.
Wait, give me yours. I got to write this down real quick.
Okay, write it down. Ready?
Go ahead.
Scale the Summit. S-C-A-L-E-T-H-E.
Oh, yeah.
S-U-M-M-I-T.
Oh, yeah.
Scale the Summit.
Scale the Summit. I'm fucking, as soon as we fucking get off, you know, that's what I'm doing.
All right, cool.
And Opeth, Sorceress.
Yeah. Sorceress. You got to check out Opeth, Sorceress.
Opeth.
I think you'll really like what those guys got going on. Because there's some, like, new kind of, you know, modern stuff in there. There's old 70s throwback stuff. I think you'll dig
it. Cool. Right on.
So, anyway, I think that's our show, yeah?
I'm cool.
All right, cool. You know what? One thing I want to throw out there to our listening audience, if you've made it this far through our bullshit, then I consider you a fan. So I'll throw this out there for you guys before I put it on social media. We are looking for someone to help us design a new logo. We've talked about, and I know kind of what I want. I just need somebody to do it for us and give it to us in, you know, all the appropriate formats and stuff that we can use to, you know, put it on social media and put it on our website and put it on business cards and all that good stuff. So we want to redo our logo for 2018, and I'm looking for somebody to do that. So if there's any graphic artists or anybody who knows a good graphic artist out there listening to this nonsense, and you've made it this far, then we're talking to you. So hit us up on social media, either Instagram or Facebook. Instagram first is probably the best way to get a hold of us. If you're not on Instagram, then you're probably on Facebook. So that's another good way to get us. Or you can shoot us an email through the website. Twitter, you know, we have an account, but not very active on it.
I don't even know what that Twitter thing is.
That's how that works. Yeah, I don't have time for all that shit.
I do.
I got enough crap going on.
I don't.
I dig Instagram. The audience and everybody on Instagram seems to be pretty cool.
Hell yeah. I love Instagram.
I'm gonna stick around right there. Anyway, that's it. That's our show.
Yes.
So if you got something like that, you can help us out, then shoot us a message, let us know.
2018, motherfuckers.
2018. We're gonna rule this bitch.
See ya.
Yes.
peace.
Of an emergency.